zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Oh, thank you for listening, calling, and participating in another fun show. Had a good caller interaction. Thank you to Jack McGrath and to Charlie Bevins for producing today. Spring training tomorrow. I'll be on early, starting at 7 with Dion Miller. That'll kick off a week 3 of spring trading here on ESPN Chicago. It is time for Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. Boys are here to get you home on this Monday, and then it's Tyler and Shea tonight until 8. What up, boys? Happy Monday.
What's going on?
Hi, Carm.
Hi, you good?
What a weekend.
Oh, what a weekend.
You know, March Madness has not been basketball. It's been covering the Bears this March. It's been madness.
It has been, Sylvie. It has been. I mean, a lot of us hopped on Saturday night. We were with Pat, the designer, on this station's YouTube page talking about
the whole
thing.
I wish I could have joined you guys. I was a little upset. I was at the casino having dinner and enjoying myself at the Hard Rock Casino, living my life.
He first had a typo.
I was a little upset.
Did you see the typo?
No, I don't think I did.
He had put an F in there instead of an R.
Mm. Rock? Rock. Well, the R and the F aren't together. I wonder how that happens. Autocorrect. Autocorrect.
I think there was an F
at the casino, living my life, enjoying myself.
Yeah, well, I mean, what am I going to do? I got dinner set up.
Nobody's mad at you. What are you talking about?
Just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes a request to, hey, let's go live.
I go live.
There's a shake in the stick. I'm about to slap into a bone-in filet. Hey, we got to go live. I said,
no, nobody said you got to anything.
Do you gamble before dinner or after dinner or both?
After dinner, because we got there right.
Yeah. Answers
right
both.
When dinner was going to be had, yeah.
Just my sister wonder, like
my sister gambled before and after.
Yeah.
But me, I waited till after. And I got three straight losers from the dealer. I was treading water, three straight losers. You know what happens?
You got
up and walked.
The discipline.
Away.
Got up and just said, nope, not going to happen for me today.
So you went to the other table.
Nope, exactly. Didn't go to the other table.
No.
Put it in my pocket, played 22 on roulette one time, didn't, cashed in for what I had, boom. Yeah. Said enough's enough.
Good for you.
You got Ryan Pauls with Justin Fields, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got no when to say when. Yeah.
You know what Johnny did? He gave them an extra $200 just to wave goodbye. That's what he did.
No.
He said, hey, thanks for having me. Here's a couple of extra stoichkis.
Dinner was exceptional.
Was
Council
it good?
Oaks, the restaurant, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana.
They're the best.
I've heard that. I haven't been to the restaurant. I've heard it's quite good.
Let me tell you how it worked this weekend. Saturday night, we were there, right? Couldn't find any parking.
At the whole place?
Almost had to park on the exit ramp on Burr Street there.
Really?
You know, I had to back up in there and get the place off on the side. It was jammed. It was crowded.
Why aren't you Ubering anyway?
A lot of people up there. Ubering?
Yeah. That way.
Why would I Uber?
Well, that way you can imbibe and not have to worry about it.
I don't have to worry. Everybody at the table could imbibe. I was the guy that was driving. I drove two people home.
Were you?
So
I was designated a driver this weekend, and so were you. How about that?
Yes. Okay.
Look at you two.
You gotta be a gentleman sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Responsible.
That's right. Sometimes I drink
responsible
too much.
Gentleman.
But you don't want to drink too much. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
My wife had to drive to dinner and after dinner for me.
I Ubered and I had plenty to drink on Saturday.
You go.
That's Ubered.
That's why you Ubered.
Yes.
Thank you.
We Ubered. Take the Uber.
Absolutely.
Can you get
pinched for riding a bike?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. Golf cart, bike,
No.
Snowmobile,
the golf cart's different because it's got a motor.
You can be operating a vehicular without it being motorized.
Well, I think because the bike can still be a danger to you or others, I think you...
So you can get a BUI? Biking under the
We need a cop to call in.
Well, if you can get public drunkenness,
I'm going to tell you something.
For operating
biking while intoxicated, boys, I tried it once.
It's not good.
Don't do it. Scary.
Yeah.
I was like, this is more dangerous than driving the car right
especially
now.
I'm
going to kill myself.
Car, especially if you're up on the Alps, you know?
Well, I'm not.
I think you can get on a lawnmower, you can get it.
Yes, but that's got an engine,
got an engine, though. So
yeah, he's talking about non-engines.
Can you go, can I get in trouble for a skateboard?
Skateboard. Mm. What if you're Tony Hawk and got all
I think
looped
you could run someone over on that. You can go into traffic on a skateboard and cause an accident.
What if you're on a half pipe, you know, and you're all looped up?
What if you're on a full pipe?
You imagine driving on a...
Do that.
You imagine getting on a skateboard drunk? You're really going to crack
your
skull.
He did a 360 in a tube like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good. He fell a couple of times. It hurt because it was concrete.
I was just thinking, like, I went to a restaurant I could actually ride my bike
What's
to.
What's going on here?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm going to get in trouble for riding my bike,
town.
How can I walk?
Yeah. Well, walk, yeah, it's probably your best bet.
You can walk, but you can still have public drunkenness.
Yeah, you can.
Even if you're walking.
So this is a good question. I'm not going to bother anybody.
This is a good question. So, like, obviously, when you're on the lake, you can't boat while intoxicated. Can you canoe? And the same thing, like if you get in like a bicycle, I mean, right?
There's
like,
no
is
engine.
It boating while intoxicated?
That's a question for the Coast Guard.
No, well, that's for the DNR.
This is like bicycle.
Yes. I guess the Coast Guard.
DNR, what do you hunting
and fishing? But how is the Coast Guard going to help you if you're on the lake in, like, on a lake
the
in
Coast
Wisconsin?
The Coast Guard.
What if you're on an inner tube?
If you're on the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee, well, that's the Coast
that's
Guard.
What we're talking about.
Well, no, I think he meant like if you're at a lake somewhere.
Lake Geneva.
That would be the
Coast
cops,
Guard isn't in the lake, right? Yeah. Is the Coast Guard in the
Coast
lake?
Coast Guard, yeah. The Coast Guard got a place right at 95th Street over there. Oh, yeah, you got the Coast Guard here, guys.
Well, I believe the Coast Guard still has...
Fifth Armed Service, you know that? That's an armed service, the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Are they armed?
Who's six?
Bet your Sweet Aiken Panachkis are
armed. I think certain ones are armed, but not all of them, I think. I don't know.
Boy Scouts are six.
I don't know.
They all got arms, Carm. Is that what you're asking? Everybody got arms.
No, it's not what I'm asking.
So who's got weapons is what we're asking.
All right.
I think the weed started. Hasn't
I've
the weed
started? I've been rubbing my arms.
He's this got guy, one more show before vacation.
Oh, I know. I heard him today. He goes, I love a good two-day work week.
Listen, my guy's been overworked.
I'm going to miss my partner.
Guy has been overworked. I have petitioned for a couple of days off for this guy.
Well, he's got vacation days
I'm
like the rest of us.
Taking 2 days next week. He's taking them next week.
I haven't been overworked. So that's we do a fun job. This is going to be a crazy week, though. We got like three appearances. We got a couple of remote shows. The good kid's gone. I feel naked without him sometimes. You know,
you feel naked with him sometimes.
Sometimes
too.
I do. Yeah, I'm going to miss his musk.
Yeah. I just clipped the back and the chest today.
He's ready for golf.
I'm ready.
Why are you shaving the back for golf trip?
You never know what's
happening with the guys.
Can I give an answer?
Yeah.
Aerodynamics.
Okay.
Well,
awesome.
Aerodynamics. Yeah.
Are you going to be shirtless?
Listen, I don't need to be the heaviest I am while I'm walking 18 holes twice.
Okay,
not
that's
for
right.
Nothing, Tommy. I got you. It's so number two and number four.
What is the weather?
They got a jacuzzi on the property.
It's going to be wonderfully cold. It's going to be mid-60s over there.
That's why you're going to be in the
hot tub. With a chance of rain on Saturday. So guess what I got coming? Old wetsuit. You know, it's coming. The stuff to keep you dry.
Scuba. You're going to wear scuba outfit.
Scuba gear.
Yeah.
Like right on his nipples, looking for the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be nice and warm in the hot
tub. Easy access.
Any importing going on there?
What's importing going on? What does that mean, importing?
You guys going to be importing?
Stop it.
We're not bringing wine in. I mean, what are you talking about? Cheese? Olive oil? What
sometimes
are you talking about?
You may go to the gentleman's club, or sometimes you import, and the gentleman's club comes to you.
There is a gentleman's club down there. I'm going to have you guys know.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah. I'm going to have you know. There is a gentleman's club there.
Well.
Been to it maybe once.
Maybe.
Twice.
Or twice.
They're enamored with $2 bills. Do you know that?
Are they?
Yeah.
Do you take a big stack of $2 bills?
Where do you get $2 bills anymore?
Tell you go to the bank.
Really?
Yeah. You got to give them about a week's notice.
They won't even take your change anymore.
You
got to
give them a week's notice.
They're going to give you...
You got to go to the headquarters in Hammond, Indiana.
Let me ask you a question.
I mean,
here's a 20. You got 10 of $2 bills for me?
What is the...
10? No, you get a couple hundred.
Oh. What is the infatuation?
You make it rain with twos.
What is the infatuation?
You make it rain with two.
With $2 bills.
Not my infatuation with twos.
Why don't you just throw
dancing for money?
Throwing two singles instead of one $2 bill.
Why don't I just bring a bunch of silver and throw it up in the air? I mean, what do you think?
I bet you that would
be fun,
too.
pre-1962
you know what we call
guy?
Make it hail.
He's taking all those singles and he's getting $2 bills. He's consolidating.
Pre-1962 dimes. Let's just throw silver in the air.
Chuck Woolery will go with you. Go with those gold coins he's pitching on television.
Oh, Chuck pitching cold coins?
That is fantastic, dude.
Man.
Is Chuck still alive, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Chuck's alive.
Chuck's sounds of music. Alive. You know, he's still
alive. Oh, I'm dying. You're going to $2 business triple. All right. What did you guys make?
Look at the high roller here.
Look at the guy from here.
Shaker.
Hey, somebody send Lexus and Cabernet Sauvignon over.
I got some gift cards from Target.
Bunch of cheapos, bring the ones. Yeah. This guy's rolling around with some twos.
He's
got a $50 gift card to the Home Goods.
Yeah, be careful.
Listen, when they make the videos at the club, when they make the videos and they're bringing in garbage bags full of it, they're bringing garbage bags full of ones.
Be careful if you throw a gift card hard enough. You could cut somebody with that.
But they're trinket, you know? You've got to be very careful.
You detach a retina if you fire a couple cards across the way.
Talking a gift card?
Like a Chinese throwing star.
Here's a Whole Foods gift card.
Hey, you look like you could use some Starbucks.
Here's a Starbucks gift card.
How about Best Buy?
Circuit City go out of business?
Yes.
Hey, they got
Circuit
a bunch of
City.
I got a Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Don't worry, they're still good.
Hey, look, that's I got a good. America runs on Dunkin'.
Hey,
terrible.
You got any Best Buys down here?
You guys are terrible.
Get yourself a small plasma TV if you like.
The best. Oh, God.
Ah, Tommy, you silly bastard, you.
This is why I'm going to miss you. What do you guys think of it? Yeah.
Great transition. Where the hell are you going to go now?
I don't know.
You're lost.
I don't know.
Come on now. You can't go from talking about $2 bills, talking a buck, Circuit City.
Talking of $2.
Do you have a big stash of $2 bills at the house?
I don't. I don't have
that's why he goes to the bank. He does. Right. Give them a week's
I'm making up stories here. I'm a storyteller. This is what I just did.
Even
I
made up some stories. Fake.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
I can't wait till you go to the tape of Caleb Williams now. I like that you got that on. You got it on the agenda. Yeah.
It's on the agenda.
After the tournament, of course.
Oh, of course.
And then, of course, opening day. So you got to wait for after opening day.
Trust me.
We're going opening day.
First of all, both opening days, I'll have you know, are before the tournament final.
Yes.
Tournament finals, April 8th.
Yes.
Do you remember when opening day used to be the same day as the tournament championship?
And it was Cincinnati. Yes. Opening game was in Cincinnati.
Where the first pitch would always
be. Now baseball is following this wonderful old tradition that they always had by opening up in Japan, in Kyoto.
Like on Wednesday.
Yes, they're going to open up in Kyoto.
No, it's Japan.
Kyoto, yes.
What's it, San Diego and the Kyoto Dodgers?
Yeah.
Out in Kyoto.
Are they in Seoul, Korea first?
No, I thought it's just Japan, is it? I don't know.
I think they're going to Ho Chi Minh City, though,
they're
for a little bit.
They're going to Ho Chi Minh
for a clinic.
City,
for a clinic.
Dude,
I think they're going for a clinic.
Just stop. Okay?
Right. A little baseball
Who's
clinic.
Stopping by a clinic there?
Yeah. Well, some of the young baseball players.
I don't
players
know that they're playing in Vietnam
because
they?
Of the American influence.
I don't think there's much baseball being played in Vietnam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got some pitchers.
I don't think so.
You'd be surprised.
I think it's mostly Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan.
We'll get Bradley Cooper on the phone. He'll tell us.
I don't.
He spent some time in Vietnam.
I don't know.
Yes, he did. Hangover 2.
That was in Thailand.
I don't believe that.
Close enough.
Well, it's the capital.
Don't start. Thailand, Vietnam, same
the
thing.
The old Bangkok. You remember when you were in
Thailand. Yeah.
You know what I watched?
Harm's favorite capital. Do you know what I watched? Like, I don't know how I'm making this transition. I have no clue. But we were talking about stuff we watched. I'm finally starting the Patriots dynasty thing. But
great, the old sports-a-roo.
No. This isn't sports. Do you know what is now streaming on, I think it's on Disney Plus, is the Taylor Swift movie.
Yes, I downloaded it.
Do you know how long it is?
Three and a half hours.
Yes. Is this from the concert?
Yes.
It's
her version.
Yeah.
So there's some acoustic on there,
there's
too.
There's a lot of acoustic. So I was watching it with my daughter. We watched like 2 hours of it.
Hour and a half left.
Did you fall asleep during
I did not, actually.
Were you fighting off?
No, not really. Look, Taylor Swift does have a lot of good songs. Her young stuff, not so much.
One after another.
A lot of good songs.
I like her young stuff.
I like the new stuff better than the young
stuff. See, that's where we disagree.
Yeah.
Because you weren't a fan back then. You didn't have children's.
That's true, I guess.
Uber talented.
Yes. I mean, you know, in the stage and the set design and the costume.
Puts on a show,
yeah. So I watched like 2 hours of that over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And we still have a long way to go. I don't know what made me think of that.
I was watching Thailand and Vietnam. Full Swing, I watched the first
three
episodes.
She performs everywhere.
Maybe because she was just amazing.
I haven't watched Full Swing yet.
First three episodes are in. Episode three, I saw the first two.
That's
the best one of maybe the whole series.
I'm going to try to get through that. I'll get through the Patriot Dynasty first, and then I'll.
I got through that one. That one, the Patriot Dynasty, the last one, I felt a little weepy about it. I don't know why I felt a little weepy.
Because it was over?
Well, just kind of the whole experience. And
it's very sad. Like, I'll get back to Yurko's question here in a second about Full Swing. But the Patriot Dynasty, what really pisses me off is that Bill Belichick, he really is Darth Vader or the Emperor or something. Like,
he sucked the fun out of all of it.
And, like, even after it's over And when he knows that his team sucks because he hadn't been fired while he was filming this yet, he couldn't sit there in front of the camera and throw bouquets at all at Tom Brady. Yeah. He couldn't at all say, hey, Tom was awesome. We owe a lot to Tom. Tom was one of the greatest football players ever. He still said Tom was one of 52.
Yeah.
Tom was one of the 53. There were 52 other guys.
Team.
He just had to sit there like a stick in the mud. It's incredible.
And conversely, Brady still speaks in a very highly, you know, in a glowing way about Belichick.
Because theoretically, the children always speak lively of the parents.
That's true.
Meanwhile, the parents always look at their kids and say, the 12 of them.
Huh. Is there any other coach who would do that?
My favorites.
In any sport besides Bill Belichick?
No, just the greatest.
One of his lackeys, probably.
The greatest one. Does it that way.
Scotty needs to check himself and watch Charlie this Weiss documentary and think he's not getting his flowers in Last Dance. Wait till he sees the way Belichick talks about these guys.
Who was Belichick's aide? Was it Ernie Adams? Ernie's the same way.
He's a miserable you-know-what, too.
Yeah.
He's got more personality, though, than Belichick.
He does, but they're like two peas in a pod. Yeah.
That's his best friend since childhood.
Boy, how about that Boston accent on Ernie Adams? Jesus, Tommy, does that take you back or what?
Oh, yeah.
Holy Lord.
I thought the best line, I think we've probably talked about, the best line was from Danny Amendola. Yeah, I mean, I
might not have seen it yet.
You know, we worked for Bill, we played for Tom.
Oh, yes, yeah. I haven't seen that yet. Yeah. Danny hasn't been in it yet. I'm only through the Aaron Hernandez episode.
Yeah, we worked for Bill, we played for Tom.
There's like Robert Kraft is as straightforward as anyone in one of these late episodes. He says, I gotta tell you, my coach is a pain in the tush.
Mm.
You know, and he blames him for losing a Super Bowl. There's one of the Super Bowls that he blames the coach for.
Yes.
So, and he put him on notice.
He didn't want to play Malcolm Butler.
Yes. There you go.
That's the Super Bowl.
Yes.
The Butler thing.
I haven't watched
that the Eagles Super Bowl?
Yes.
When they gave up like...
Yes.
Right, a lot.
When they gave up Brady 41 for 500.
And they still don't know why. Yeah. Nobody knows why. And he wouldn't... They ask him. They ask Belichick.
And he won't.
We've talked about it, Matt.
It was something against Belichick, though. It was against him personally.
Yeah. So they go to Belichick and they say... Bill, why didn't you play Malcolm Butler? And he says, we've talked about this, Matt. And he goes, I haven't asked you about it. And then he wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Like, nobody knows. Malcolm Butler doesn't know. Tom Brady doesn't know. Kraft doesn't know. Kraft only knows that something got personal.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird, it was an outstanding.
It's been good.
Series.
The first four.
You also understand that this is a Robert Kraft production. Mm-hmm. Like you get that.
So it's coming from his point of view.
Yeah.
But Belichick is there to defend himself
and does.
And if he wants to, he could.
Right.
But he is even worse than he was on the podium.
Yeah. Well, and I was saying to Yurk, when you see the early footage. Before they, ripped off those three, there is more personality.
Yes,
he laughs a little. There's press conference footage in here where he's joking with
having
the media,
fun.
and then he just does the 180 and he just goes into this, like he gets taken into this like hole of just nastiness.
Yeah.
And some of it they were saying is when you start to win, and then the Spygate thing really pissed him off and. Like it was like chip on shoulder kind of stuff. Like,
you work so hard. Nobody worked harder than he did to enjoy the success and the achievement and the greatness. And it just feels like maybe that's how he enjoys it, but it feels like there's no joy.
None.
He gets no joy out of any of this, all this hard work.
And then Yurko, back to full swing. The episode 3 is about the mental aspect about golf and how mental coaching. With Wyndham Clark and Joel Damon, and how they're spinning in opposite directions. Those are the two golfers they focus on.
Damon was in the first season too,
yes,
right?
And it's all about that.
I liked episode 2. There was a lot of Ricky Fowler in there, and Ricky Fowler's return to being very competitive. Butch Harmon was his coach. He got back to being with Butch Harmon.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good insight.
It's great.
And I don't think you have to be a diehard golf fan.
And I'm
to
not.
Enjoy it.
And I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that just goes to show you how.
Hey, you threw your clubs away.
Yeah, I don't like watching golf.
Yeah,
but I love watching Full Swing.
But they do a good job with it. They really do. I've heard the same thing.
You're
the same
behind
company
the scenes
did the
guy.
F1 thing, and people. Yeah. Said,
I'd like to know more about the golfers.
I said,
in this
behind the scenes.
Yeah, it tells me more. Like what's his name? Well, I always forget his name, the Irishman.
Rory McIlroy.
Like, I love Rory now. Yeah? Like, because they tell you, like, you find out more about Rory than I ever knew about behind the scenes. It's like Hard Knocks for golf.
Right. Yeah, they do a good job. That company that does it, they say the F1 one is awesome. People who don't even love racing really.
Yeah, Formula One?
The one that they did on F1, yeah. All right, boys, so a lot of reaction to Justin coming up on the show, I take it?
Yeah, look, it happened. Yep. Like, finally, like, I was on the treadmill on Saturday, and finally the phone blew up, and I think Abdallah was the first one who texted us in there. And then Tyler was texting us, and Saturday late afternoon, the trade happened. What do you think of the compensation? What do you think about going forward? Is it for sure Caleb Williams? And where the Bears go from here and how they're set up now for the future and this upcoming season. We will go through all of Ryan Poles' deals in his three off seasons, and we are going to grade all of his trades too.
Okay.
And what you think of his offseason thus far? The Keenan Allen press conference happened under the radar over the weekend.
Did, very much so.
Quietly?
Yes. Quietly, yes.
I haven't, about the contract.
He restructures his deal?
You think I don't think you make that trade without thinking.
At some point, they will do that.
I would expect a 2-year extension that helps this year.
It doesn't matter that the bonus was paid yesterday, Tommy. They can still.
I would think still you would want to get that $18 million number 18-1, down.
18-1, you'd want to get it down to 10.
Because the roster bonus was paid out yesterday.
But you got to remember, when they give him a signing bonus, some of that's still going to count toward this year. So even if you lowered that base salary down to 5, extended 2 years, hand out a $21 million signing bonus, you're 5 to 7, $12 million of actual money this year, plus the $5 million earlier. But that's what's allocated.
I don't think they made this trade just for this year.
Okay, right.
So I mean, I'd be shocked if he didn't sign some form of extension.
All right,
and then I saw a very optimistic mock draft from a local writer too. We'll get into that as well.
I think we might have mentioned that. Okay. We're thinking of the same one.
So 312-332-3776. Your thoughts now that it is over, at least the Justin Fields era. How you'll remember it? How you'll remember the end of it? All the arguing, all the debating, 332-3776.
All right, everybody have a great day. Waddle and Sylvia are next.